am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own.
Hey everybody, hi, it is Monday and it is April 8th and this is going to be such an exciting day. We have Shailini Mahabir from Trinidad who's going to be joining us. She's having a little bit of difficulty getting in, so I've asked Cindy to help her. She needs to call in via Skype, so we'll be patient and wait for her. It's one of those technical things, you know. The wind has been blowing here in Sedona like crazy. The trees have been whipping around and the fans on the roof have been making it sound like the house is a helicopter and it's going to take off any second. It's very, very exciting. So I signed in via Skype. If my internet connection gets cut off because of this amazing wind, then I'll be calling back in on the telephone. So a few seconds of quiet time, but maybe Cindy will jump in if she gets the chance and keep you going. So I wanted to introduce you to myself. This is Jan Revelle. I am the host of the show. Wow. I think I'm losing my tongue again. Anyway, today is, we already went through that, and we have a theme song. Our theme song is I Am Who I Am. I am me, I am who I am, and I'm walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. And that song is by True Trinity, an amazing group of women who've come together. They met at the Posse Festival, which is positive music. There was a Posse Festival every year. And they met there a year ago and began working together, writing music and creating these amazing songs. You at TrueTrinity.com, and you can also purchase this song, I Am Who I Am, as well as another one called Be the Difference. They're both wonderful songs, and you can download them for a dollar. I mean, where can you buy a music for a dollar anymore except right here? We want to invite you to join us on the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations group on Facebook. So if you go to Facebook and do a search for Purpose Talk Radio Conversations, you'll find the group, and Cindy will be glad to bring you in and get you going on that group. Let me see. Our guest today is Shailini Mahabir, and she's going to be talking to us about how she went from becoming from a mother of two children to publishing a published author. She's published two books now. She lives in Trinidad and with her family, and she's just an amazing person. So she's going to talk to us particularly about some of her adventure in getting into publishing and also about her book, her latest book. Let's see, where are we going to go from there? Okay, we're going to do an oracle card. I need to let you know. Before I do that, let's take care of some more housekeeping. There's a couple of things. I'm looking for sponsors for the show. If you would like to sponsor this show, you can do it for a very small amount. I've got two different things going on. If you want to sponsor it for 1 month, that's all four or five shows, however many Mondays there are in a month, it's only $25. If you want to sponsor for a three-month block, it's only $20 a month. And with that, you get mentioned on radio show every week at the beginning and at the end of the show. You get on our webpage. You get on the Blog Talk Radio blurb. Still having problems with words here. You get on that blurb on Blog Talk Radio. You get mentioned on our Facebook page for Purpose Talk Radio and also in the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations group. So we have, I want to let you know, too, about some upcoming guests. We have next week, we have Edie Weinstein, who is called, known as the Bliss Mistress, and she's going to be, she's a pretty amazing person. So you can go to PurposeTalkRadio.com and click on the guest link, and it will show you all the upcoming guests and with a link to their page. And then on the 29th of April, I'm going to be the guest along with malpractice attorney Joe Montedonico, who is here in Sedona also. And he's a real interesting character. He used to represent hospitals and doctors when he worked in Washington, D.C., and now that he's in Sedona, he has changed his options and is working for clients and for patients, which is pretty exciting. That show is going to be about the medical advocacy program that I have going, for not only for people who want a medical advocate and how that can help them, but also for people who might want to become medical advocates. So be sure and join us then. And then we've got all of May is filled up as well. We have Peter Fairfield on the 6th of May with Deep Happy. We have Eliza Bloom Robinson on the 13th. And then we're going to have Stephen Henry, who's going to talk a little bit about spiritual marketing on the 20th. And on the 27th, Donna Bear Stein, who is a publisher, has a wonderful spiritual magazine that she publishes. So check out PurposeTalkRadio.com and you can check the links to their pages. Okay, what else? We're going to have, I've drawn four extra cards today. So if you would like a reading at the following the interview with Shailini, then you can call in. I'll let you know about 3 minutes before the end of the interview so you can get your phone finger going and you can call in and get a reading. And Sue is going to be joining me also near the end of the show, and we're going to give Shailini a reading because she didn't get one last week. So there we go. If you want to call in, the number is 347-206-9074. I'll repeat it, 347-206-9074. And you can also Skype in. You go to Blog Talk Radio and /Purpose Talk Radio and look for today's show, and right beside the phone number icon, and you can call in. That's how you can do that. All right, so let's go ahead and look at the card for today. I haven't even looked at it. Isn't that amazing? The card is called, gotta put these other glasses on so I can see it. Hold on here. Makes noise with these other glasses. Okay, the card is called The Crown. Oh, wow. The Crown. This card shows a young man who is kneeling. He's in a field, and he's kneeling down at the feet of a young woman who is dressed in a beautiful gown and has a veil around her and also has a crown on her head. There are narcissus, it looks like, all around him in the field. They're white flowers in any case. They kind of look like larkspur in a way, but they're white. He has his hands held out in front of her that looks like he is in supplication or asking her for something. She is looking down at him, and she's looking at him with a look of peace and of, wait a minute, let me get close here again and look at it real carefully. Yep, she's looking at him, kind of interesting. I was going to say with love, but it really isn't that. I need to put my phone on mute. Sorry about that. It's making all kinds of noise. There we go. So she's looking at him kind of wonderingly, like partly of what does he want and partly of who is he and why is he looking at her in supplication the way he is. And she also does look with compassion. Okay, so she's the one wearing the crown. She's got, again, she's got this beautiful robe on, and he is kneeling at her feet with his hands as though he's in supplication. His jacket is the jacket that might be associated with a peasant person. Okay, and we're going to be talking today about someone who has, like Shailini, who has multiple degrees in several topics, and she also has two children. She chose to become a stay-at-home mom after the birth of her first child, despite the fact that she has all this education and this training. So what happened then? We're going to find out from her what happened. But in right now, we know that she has published two books. So she's gone from a stay-at-home mom to publishing two books, which is pretty amazing. And my feeling is, if she can do it, so can you. So can I. We all can do it. All it is taking focus. Well, I'm saying all it is taking focus. We'll find out from her what's going on. So Cindy's trying to get a hold of Shailene and get her involved here in the show. Again, we're dealing with some technical issues because her phone number in Trinidad is one that isn't working with getting into the show. So we're trying to get her in on Skype, and we'll see what happens. So in the meantime, if you have a question and you'd like me to do a card reading until we get Shailene in here, go ahead and give a call, 347-206-9074, and I will be absolutely delighted to give you a reading. In the meantime, while we're waiting, I'm going to bring Sue online. Remember, Sue and I were doing readings last week, and we're having an angel party. Our first one is going to be on the 24th of April. Hi, Sue. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm fine. You didn't expect to be brought in so early, did you?
Well, I called in early because I heard that you were having technical difficulties, and I thought, well, all right, I'll just call in just in case.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm glad you did. That's good. So are you excited about our upcoming angel parties?
I am. I'm getting more excited the closer it gets.
All right. And then in May we're going to have probably two in your area.
Exactly. May 5th and
19th.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's just May 19th.
You know, to the listeners, if you're interested, you can go to angelparties, that's plural, parties.org. Angelparties.org. And there's an event page on there, and you can find out where we're going to be and when we're going to be there. And if you want to have us do a party and you want to bring us to your location, well, hey, we can do that. Right, Sue?
We sure can, as long as it's as long as it's in our cards.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, so tell me a little bit about, we're stalling here, okay? We're stalling because we're waiting for Shailene to get on the phone or to get on Skype, and there's a little bit of an issue with that. So do you have something you'd like to talk about today while I check in with Shailene and see what's going on with her and how she's doing?
Well, I can most certainly put a plug in for my book.
Go for it. You do that, and I'll check back with you in just a minute, okay?
All right.
All right.
Well, Signs from Your Loved Ones is a book that I just recently published, and right now it's available on Amazon through Kindle as a download. So if you have Kindle or if you have an iPad, the Kindle app version, and it will soon be available in print as well. Signs from Your Loved One talks about people in my life that I have lost over the years and the signs that show up throughout my days. So I kind of do a little how-to. This is more the generic, but then I also do put in some of my personal journal entries over the years. And some of it brings up a lot of emotion for me, but I think what it helps other people do is like, oh, wow, that's something that's similar going on in my life, and I never realized it was a sign from, you know, my dad or my grandmother, so somebody that they've lost. So I think it's kind of eye-opening for people. And some of the, I've just gotten Facebook messages or just emails from people saying, wow, it made me think of, you know, my father-in-law, who I haven't thought of in a long time, or it made me think of, I know that now this is a message from my mom every single day because it's a connection that we shared. So I think it's helping people open their eyes, and that was my main intent in writing the book, because your loved ones want you to know that they are still here. They are still in your lives. They still love you. They miss you. So that's why I wrote the book, Signs from Your Loved Ones. Now, Jan, are you still there?
There we go. Yes, I had put myself on mute.
That's okay. It's like I figured you might be off doing something, but...
It's really interesting to be talking with people who have died. I know a lot of people do, and yet not many people talk about it, and not many people are open to it. They may get something in their dreams, but they aren't open to it in their waking state. And I just find that it's very comforting to be able to speak with people who have passed on. And it's interesting to have people show up, like somebody's grandmother or brother or son or mother show up when they want a reading or when I'm talking with them, and all of a sudden this person that I don't know shows up and says, hey, I've got something to say here.
Yeah.
So
I had somebody tell me just last weekend, they said, you know, you talk about this like it's no big deal, like it's just an everyday thing, and I have such a hard time talking about it. And it's not that I don't, you know, haven't gone through the grief process, and I mean, there are times I just sit down and cry because I miss my mom, I miss my dad, my brother, you know, different people in my life. But it's also, like you just said, it's really comforting to me to know that when I'm having a rough day and I can see a sign from my mom, you know, with 614 with her birthday or 642 with the year, I see a 614 or I see a 642, or the day I published the book, I'm driving down the road and a license plate on one side is 642, and then all of a sudden the song comes on the radio, something about, you know, do you remember when your mama told you? And it's like, well, that's pretty clear to me that my mom is saying, hey, I am proud of you. I am thinking about you. I love you. So that's when it's really comforting, when things like that happen.
Yeah. Well, Shailene is still having a little bit of problem here. So hold on. Let me type her a message. Shailene, I hear you can hear me. Go to Skype and create a Skype account, and then go to Blog Talk Radio, sign in there, look for the show information. I sent you the link, and then you can go ahead and connect with us. Okay, hopefully that that works, and we'll be talking with her pretty soon.
Well, it's just as windy over here, and that's just amazing to me. I think there's just a lot of clearing that's going on today with the universe, clearing out this old crap. So it's all good. It's all good.
Well, it's sure blowing away. You know, yesterday I opened my patio door and a couple of windows, and I'm not usually sensitive to pollen, but there was so much pollen coming in the house. In fact, I looked over here on the floor, and I can see my footprints in the pollen on the floor, and I swept just yesterday. But it was all over everything. It's all over the kitchen counters. And I noticed that my throat was really scratchy, and I started showing signs of allergic reaction, which never really happens for me. So I'm kind of glad that the wind is blowing all this stuff away. At least I hope that's what's going on.
Yeah, it might be blowing some away, and it might be blowing more in, but...
Yeah. Well, hey, everybody, I have drawn 4 extra cards today, and Sue is with me. We both do angel readings, so if you'd like to call in and get a reading, now's the time to do it while we're waiting for Shailene to get herself situated with Skype and with Blog Talk Radio so that she can get on. And I'm going to tell you again about our angel parties. We get together, a group of people. There's a limit of 12 people, and we have everybody write out a question. And you put it in a bowl or a hat, whatever we happen to use, and then we pick out the questions and give answers, because both of us have learned that any of these answers, whether they're through the oracle cards, the angel cards, or an angel reading, never, ever apply only to one person. They always mean something to more than one person. So rather than taking people off to a private session, we thought it would be more fun for everybody to have y'all just kind of hang out together and be make it a real angel party. So that's what we're going to be doing. And the first one is going to be April 24th in Sedona from 4 until 6 p.m. So if you're in the Sedona region, if you're Flagstaff, you're in Phoenix and you want to come up, no matter where you are, come on to Sedona. And once you register, I'll give you the exact location. And then we have the two in Prescott Valley in May, May 5th and May 19th. And those are going to be at the Prickly Pear Cafe in Prescott Valley. So you can sign up for that one as well. I also want to tell you about the medical advocate program that I've got going. I don't know how often I've talked to you about medical advocacy, but now I'm going to tell you a little bit about it. Having a medical advocate with you when you go to a doctor appointment or for your parents when you don't live around them is really invaluable, because today insurance companies have made it pretty much so that doctors can only spend 15 minutes with you. And how well does a doctor get to know you in 15 minutes or even in a half an hour? And remember that for every 15 minutes that you're there, there's an additional charge. And the insurance company, of course, has to pay that. But it's all because the insurance company has said this is what you're allowed to do. So they're also now telling the doctors, you need to do, if you want to be considered a good doctor, you have to do these tests that we tell you have to be done, whether the doctor feels that those tests need to be done or not. So having a medical advocate helps you to understand what the doctor's saying, to understand the treatment options, to understand whether you really need all those tests or not, and to let you know that you have the right to say yes or no. You also have the right to ask your doctor questions, and too many people don't do that. And we also go over looking at all your medications to make sure that, like, if you're going to more than one doctor at a time, very often those doctors don't know what the other one has prescribed. So you may be on medications that don't play well together and can cause even worse that you already got. So we look at your medications and also look at, did you know that vitamins and supplements that you take can potentially neutralize a medication that you're taking? They do sometimes, and that can cause you some real problems as well. So having a medical advocate on your healthcare team is really important for you, but it's also important for your doctor, because your doctor doesn't get to know you like the old-timey doctors did when they came to your house and really got to know you as a person. They don't have the chance to do that anymore. So we act at, medical advocates act for the doctor to be able to give them information about you that they really need to have. And we can ask the questions that need to be asked in order to make sure that you, as the patient, get the best care and resources that you need. And you'll hear more about that on the 29th when I talk with Joe. Like Sophia wants to ask a question. So I'm going to bring Sophia in and see what she wants today. Hi, Sophia. How you doing?
Hi, Jan. I just got a text message from my daughter. My ex-husband, her uncle and godfather, is in the hospital and he has cancer. He was checked a month ago and nothing showed up. And all of a sudden now he's got cancer in between his windpipe and his lungs, and it's the size of a baseball, and it's suffocating him. But
and there was nothing there a month. There was nothing there a month ago.
Yes, nothing there a month ago. So it's a fast moving cancer, but it's my daughter's godfather and my children's uncle and her cousin. My daughter went to go get her cousin, the son of Charlie, and I just like for you guys to pray for her and maybe pull a card for my daughter.
Okay. And what would you like the card? First of all, I'm going to take this in two steps, Sophia. We're going to ask everybody who's on the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations group and everybody who's listening to be sending healing energy to Charlie. Now, remember, yes. Healing energy does not necessarily mean a cure.
No.
This is important. but there is healing that's involved on multiple, multiple levels. So we're going to ask everybody to be sending prayers and healing energies to Charlie. And where is he? What town or city is he in?
I believe he's in the VA hospital in Fargo, North Dakota.
Okay, so he's in the VA hospital in Fargo, North Dakota. So we'll get everybody, North Dakota?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll get everybody sending energy and prayers for Charlie at the VA hospital in North Dakota. And Charlie has a baseball-size leg tumor between his windpipe and his lungs that's suffocating him.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and pray for and send energy for healing. If you want to start working on him with some Reiki and doing some reduction in the size of that tumor, since it's so fast growing, to get into his blood, to make his blood healthy, then please do that. And then, Sophia, I need you to tell me what kind of card would you like for your daughter? What is your question or concern for your daughter?
That she is able to stay strong through this and that I'm at a loss, Jan.
Okay. So we can all send prayers and energy. What's your daughter's name?
Tara.
Tara. So we're going to send prayers and thought energy for Tara, for strength as she goes through this. Charlie is her godfather and her uncle, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, here's the deal. I drew four extra cards today. You have a choice. You can either choose a card and we'll just go with it, or you can draw a card. I'll pull a deck out and you can draw a card from the deck as we go through it. And I'm sure that Sue is also going to be pulling a card for you. Okay.
Let's go with number four for because of the angels.
Okay, number four. All right, card number four. My glasses back on. Is called Pyramid of Light.
Appropriate.
And what it shows is a very young child standing, actually not standing, kind of floating. His or her feet are, the toes are pointing downward, so obviously not standing on something. The robe that the child is wearing is white. Behind the child is almost like a Christmas tree with the branches of the tree. There are candles on the branches. There are ornaments on the branches. The child is basically the trunk of the tree from what it looks like. And the child is holding a golden orb in his or her hands. Above the tree is a beautiful star with gold trim behind it. This child is obviously not in physical form. Or if it is, it's somebody who knows how to levitate at a very young age. But the child, so we're going to say the child is not in physical form, but the child is light. And around the child is this pyramid of all of these beautiful things, the Christmas tree with the candles and the ornaments and the star on top and this incredible glow around all of them to remind us that it doesn't matter if we're in physical form or not. The love and the glow and the joy is there. And sometimes that beauty, that the all of the promise of the tree and the candles and the ornaments on the tree is going to come to us when we're in spirit form, because that's really what spirit form is amazing love, unconditional love and joy and the not needing to be in the cumbersome human body, but to be free and to be able to revel in that joy and in that light. Sue?
Yeah, I pulled a card from the Archangel Raphael healing deck. And I went down to card number four.
Oh,
and I thought that was appropriate. The card I pulled is caffeine free. And how I see this card is not only, you know, caffeine free, but it's also cutting out toxins. And when I say toxins from your life, I'm talking about food as well as drink, as well as environmental, as well as our thinking. Do a toxic cleansing of our thoughts, of the things that we're surrounding ourselves with the different food that we digest or the things that we drink, but also the people that we're associating with. And I think this is, I feel like this is really appropriate, if that's the right word, for you and your family to, yes, there's fear, there's worry, but release those fears and worry and bring in the love and surround Charlie with the love and the healing energy, and just let the toxic thoughts just be released to the angels so they can be transmuted to love and healing energy as well. So it's kind of an all-encompassing, caffeine-free from all different perspectives.
You know, that's a good point, and it's really important to be able to release toxic thoughts. And yeah. The toxic thoughts are fear, anger, resentment, and sometimes even hurt, because that comes a lot of times from fear and resentment and anger, or the resentment and anger comes from the hurt. It doesn't matter which way. But to be able to release those concerns from our life.
And guilt.
We don't know a lot about Charlie and what his feelings are, but one of the things that you can do is pass along to your daughter the link to the show and tell her that we've been talking about it, and also pass along to her incredible amounts of love, non-judgmental love. And I'm sure that she's dealing right now with a lot of fear and more of these quote-unquote toxic emotions that we all deal with, and she could use some help in letting go of those, and then also just recognizing that she does need to let go of them. And it's really hard when you're in a place of fear and you're in a place of anger. It's hard to let go of those things. And some way we have to get to a point where we can neutralize the emotional attachment that we have around that. So neutralize the feeling of anger and the feeling of fear, the feeling of hurt and resentment. To recognize that each one of us is perfect exactly where we are. And I don't know how old Charlie is, and perhaps it's something that he made a contract when he was born that this is his time to go.
I believe he's 62 years old. He's my ex-husband's brother, and his son, I don't know, his Tara went to get his only son, Ryan is his name, so all kind of strange things going on in that situation right now, so I just pray for peace for all of them.
Okay. Okay, now I have to ask, I think I've been disconnected. Can anybody hear me?
I can still hear you.
Oh, yep. Good. It looked like my internet went down. I'm going, oh, no. Okay. All right, so Sophia, are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine. Yeah, I just thought it's funny when I just got into your show and my daughter's texted me this about her uncle, and there's nothing I can do either because it's my ex-husband's family doesn't want me around, so
right.
I just to let my daughter take care of it. But it is her godfather, and she's with her cousin now. Charlie had asked her to go get him if something happened, and so that's what she did. She went and got Ryan, and now I don't know what's going on with the situation. They're having some problems because David's sister, or Charlie's sister, has been put in charge of, what do you call that? When a person's dying, they give the control to somebody.
Yeah. Oh, power of attorney,
he gave power of attorney to his sister, and for some reason she's turned on his only son. And yeah, so that's why I said it's just we just need to pray for peace and for understanding, and that everything turns out the way that, you know, and it does. I do believe that. I mean, you and I know, I've talked to you about it. I believe that all things do happen for a reason and right on time. So I just have to keep telling myself that when these things pop up.
Okay, the best thing that you can do, Sophia, is to let go of all of the emotional baggage that you have related to your ex-husband, related to his family, related to any of that stuff, just let go of that. You've got to be able to release it.
Yeah.
And send them unconditional love. It's the only thing that is going to help, truly.
That's
and
right.
By sending them love, by sending your ex love, by sending his family love, by sending your daughter love, these are the things that are going to help. I know some people say that that's crazy. It doesn't really, it's stupid to do something like that. But I've seen it in my own life, and I know you have, and Sue has, and a lot of people listening have seen it, that when you can release the anger, the fear, the frustration, the resentment, and the hurt, when you can release it, let it go down into the center of the earth and bring love into yourself.
Yeah.
And radiate that love and send that love to them. Unconditional. And unconditional means it's not, it doesn't have human emotions. You know, it's, there's no human emotions to it at all. It is a love that says, you are wonderful. You are perfect exactly as you are and who you are.
Yeah.
And I don't need to make any changes. I don't need you to make any changes. You are perfect.
What I was dealing was with the guilt that, you know, I wasn't with David now, and so now my daughter has to, who is the godchild. I can't be there with her to support her, so I was kind of dealing with the guilt about that.
Okay, but it's time to let go of the guilt. Truly, it is time to let go of the guilt. Let go of all of those emotions. Release them. I'm going to take you through a visualization right now.
Okay.
And I want you all, everybody, just, we've done this before. We're going to do it again because it's one that is simple, it's powerful, and it can help you. And I encourage you to do it yourself over and over again. So what I want you to do is to close your eyes and take a breath and let it out. And then take another breath, deep breath in, and let it out. And just feel yourself relaxing into whatever chair you're sitting in, bed you're lying on, floor, wherever you are, just let yourself relax. And as you breathe, just breathe really gently. And bring your attention down to your pelvis, right into your pelvis, and that bowl of your pelvis. And now I'll let your attention go down through your legs. See the energy. It's almost like a tube that opens up in your legs. Let your focus go down through your legs, into your ankles and through your feet, down through the floor, into the ground, and all the way down to the center of the earth where it is molten lava. And when you're down there, you will find some place, something where you can kind of hook on those little tubes so that they stay there. And now imagine the energy, the warm energy of the earth, and often its color is kind of a reddish brown. Imagine that energy coming up through the ground, through the floor, into your feet, through your ankles, up through your calves and thighs, and up into the bowl of your pelvis. And it's mixing with all of your own energy. And now bring that energy, the earth energy, a little bit higher up to your solar plexus, which is that soft spot right below your rib cage, where, you know, we press into the middle of our belly, and that's where it is. So bring that energy up to your solar plexus. All the while, you can see that energy mixing with your own energy. And now I want you to imagine that that energy is coming up through your chest, mixing and swirling with your own energy, coming up through the chest and into your shoulders, down through your arms and hands, and out your fingertips. And then bring your focus back to your chest, where that energy is mixing and swirling, comes up through your neck and into your head, filling your head, the back of your head, your teeth and your jaws, filling your nose and your cheeks and your eyes and your ears and your forehead, and fountaining out the top of your head. And now imagine as well your energy swirling, mixing with earth energy, and it's shooting out above the house, and above the town where you live, and out into the center of the universe, where the energy there is a silvery white color. And it connects. The earth and the universe connects. And now you can see that universal energy, that silver white energy coming down through the sky, through the town, the town where you live, and through the roof and into your house and into the top of your head, where it mixes with the earth energy and your energy, swirls around, filling your head, your forehead and your eyes, your cheeks and nose and ears and your teeth and tongue, and it moves down into your neck, filling and swirling, moving down to your shoulders and out through your arms and all the way out through your fingertips, and then bringing your focus back to your neck and shoulders. You can feel that universal earth personal energy all swirling and mixing, moving, filling your chest, coming down to the solar plexus, and again down to that bowl in your pelvis. And then all the way down to the center of the earth, through your legs, down through the floor, the universal energy going down to the center of the earth and connecting there as well. Now bring your attention back up to your solar plexus and feel that energy. You have a complete connection between the center of the earth and the center of the universe, and your own personal energy all mixed in together. You are complete and you are whole. And any discomfort that you have, whether it's physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, it doesn't matter. Send it down through your legs, through your feet, through the earth, to the center of the earth, where it becomes transformed, where the pain and the negativity is given to Mother Earth, transforms it into positive energy. And that positive energy is reborn in many different ways. So when you send that pain down through the earth, then bring up from the earth positive energy. Bring it up, positive energy, until you're all the way up into your pelvis and into your solar plexus. And you can keep doing this as often as you want. It doesn't take very long. You can do it anywhere, anytime. You can do it in the middle of a grocery store, sitting at home, lying in bed. It doesn't matter. But this is one wonderful way to be able to release the pain and the negativity and to become healed and whole. And when you're ready, take a couple of deep breaths, and then open your eyes and come back to the present. Okay. How does that feel? Am I not on?
Much better.
Okay. Good. All right. So that's something that you can continue to do. And keep releasing, and keep filling yourself with love and sending your family unconditional love, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm going to put you back on mute now, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Sophia.
You're welcome.
Okay. Sue, we have another caller, and I have no idea who it is or what they're calling for. So stay on with me, and we'll find out, okay? This is
okay.
Area code 401. Hi, this is Jan. You're on the air. Who is this?
Hi, Jan. It's Louise.
Hi, Louise. Oh, I'm glad you called.
Louise Rosier. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad you called.
Here I am.
Okay.
Finally able to listen to it live, and really excited that I am. So,
well,
how
that's
are
great.
You?
Just fine. Just well, other
Good.
Than being almost blown away here. We're just fine.
Yeah.
So
you said
that you wanted an angel reading today.
I did, yes.
Okay. Well, since we're having some issues with Shailene getting on,
mm-hmm.
we're gonna have to put her on one of the other weeks coming up until we get her technical issues straightened out. So what is your question? And the question is, I have a question for you. Do you want to pick a card that I've already chosen? Do you want to pick a card from the deck? Do you want just an outright angel reading? What would you like?
Just an outright angel reading. I've made some choices.
Okay.
And I've made some decisions, and I've proclaimed them, and yay or nay, I don't know.
Okay.
I'm feeling really good about them. I'm feeling really good about them. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to ask you something before we go into a reading, though, because I just dealt with somebody yesterday who said something similar to you. I have proclaimed what it is that I want. I have said specifically what I want, and nothing's happening.
Oh,
and
no,
I'm
no,
feeling,
no, no.
Okay.
See, I know. the law of attraction works like this. Louise used to go, but how?
Uh-huh.
And now I eliminated the how, mm-hmm. and it just simply is happening.
All right.
So, yeah, and it's just, the carpet's just unfolding, and everything's happening nicely. So we'll just see how it goes. I'm just in the allowing stages.
You know,
I'm just peaceful about it and just allowing.
Okay. So do you have a question, or you just want to have somebody say, hey, you're doing the right thing, because you are.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I know. I feel really good about it. And when I said that I was going to do that, like, everybody's on Facebook going, yeah, you're going to be great. Yeah, good choice and things like that. And so I feel like the feedback was great. And, you know, I've already done my leg work and I can see it. I can feel it. And, you know what? Let's forget that question because it's just going to happen.
well,
Let's talk about my love life.
Okay. I was going to say, I can sense Sue pulling a card, and I'm ready to pull a card for you on this one, too, but it's going to be pretty much reinforcement of what you're already doing. I can guarantee you that.
Okay.
So what's with your love life?
Yeah. Tell me, man of my dreams, is he going to show up anytime or what?
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you know what? Rather than just listening for the angels, I'm going to go ahead and I've got the deck here, and I have shuffled it, and I'm going to start pulling cards, and you're going to tell me when to stop, and that will be the card for your reading, okay?
All right. Okay.
And then I know that Sue is doing a card as well. All right, here we go.
Okay.
I'm dealing.
Stop. I got
right,
that tingly feeling on the left side of my head, like when I send a healing. I get that feeling.
Right.
So,
okay.
Go ahead.
All right. Card. The card is called, get the glasses here, Upwards. This may or may not be dealing with your romantic life, but that's all right.
Okay.
It's an amazing card, and it shows a woman who is, I can't tell if she's standing, sitting, or kneeling, but she mm-hmm. has her hands raised. She has an attitude of prayer. Her eyes are closed. Okay. And she has her hands raised. And there is a, boy, talk about wind. We got wind here today. There's wind in this card, too. There's a wind.
Wow, you know, I'm hearing about that. Yeah.
There's a wind, that's kind
of
moving around her. And it comes mm-hmm. up, follows the shape of her hands, and comes up above her. Almost looks like the top of it has a little tail. It almost looks like an acorn, you know, that top part of it almost looks like an acorn. So this is somebody who has been praying, has been working, has been thinking about what she's doing, what she wants, and where she's going, and how, not necessarily how she's getting there, but like the law of attraction, where do you want to be in 5 years? Not how you're going to get there, but what you want your life to look like. This is somebody who's been doing this kind of work. And this wind that's around her is indicative of the universal movement.
Right.
It's the universe moving and going upward, saying, okay, we know what she wants. She's been specific. We finally know what she wants because she's saying this, not, well, maybe this, maybe that, but actually this. And so
she's not settling. Yeah.
But it's also not waffling. You know, I've been dealing with people who say, well, I want this, but then maybe that as well. Well, the universe is saying, make up your mind. Get specific.
Right.
Get clear on what you want. And it doesn't have to be only one thing, but you do need to get clear on at least one thing at a time. So this has that universal movement that is, or angelic movement, it's energetic movement that is swirling around this woman and moving upward until it reaches a point above her head. So all of that, all of the potential and all of the energy is right there in that movement and in her, and it is just about ready to become manifest. So I guess it's not, I mean, if you've got something going on in your romantic life, you can apply this to that as well. But from what you said on your decisions, then this is definitely related to that. And man, it's going to be beautiful.
Yeah.
What do you think, Sue?
Yeah, I can feel it. Well, the card I drew is, I always love this card. You know what to do. I think it has to do with
I didn't always. This is all new for me.
Well,
yeah. It's only been a couple of years.
And it's because it's so funny. It's Archangel Uriel, and it says, trust your inner knowledge and act upon it without delay. And in the picture, he's holding a lantern. And so many times I use the analogy of we all have our own internal lantern that we can turn up or we can turn down depending on, you know, the situations we're in, the people we're around, and what information we want. So you know what to do. I think it really has to do with both questions that you were, the first one that you were thinking about asking, and your love life. So there's probably some ideas that have been floating around in your head that you just maybe haven't taken the action steps on. But you know what they are. You just need to turn up your lantern a little bit, listen a little little better, and take the action steps.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
So tell us real quick, what is it that you are going to do that you announced on Facebook?
The way I put it was, it is my desire to become a life coach. So I've made some inquiries, I've gone online, and because of my location, there's some places I can go to for certification locally. Mm-hmm. And so now I'm waiting for callbacks. And some things are going to be sent to me by mail. And I know I'm going to be great at this because I'm a great listener. I'm an empath. And I just feel that at this time in my life, this is something I can do from home. And I need to be home right now. You're aware of that, Jan. So it's just a culmination of things, and it just came to me like, I'm not going to say it was a dream. I don't know. It just came to me that this would be a perfect opportunity for me, because I just think that I would be great at it.
Awesome.
So,
well, two things. I want to tell our listeners, if you have something similar to what Louise has had, where something came to you as a certainty, whether it was in a dream or a vision or just in a knowingness, and you actually acted upon it, I'd like you to call in and tell us about your situation and tell us your story. The number is 347-205-9074. So the other thing I want to mention, Louise, is since you said you are an empath, very often people who are empathic have issues with other people's energies, with their thoughts, and it can cause, I know some people have become agoraphobic because of it. They end up staying home because they don't want to go out and be bombarded by the thoughts of other people. So there are some very simple protective measures that you can take to surround yourself.
A grounding. Yeah, I do a grounding that is so similar to what you just did.
Okay.
With, the previous caller, I use a golden pool that I reach down to. And when you get down to all the layers of the earth, that lava that you mentioned, I call it the golden pool. And when I bring it back up, I cover myself with a golden layer. And people just kind of divert from me. It's awesome. So before I go into hospitals, and I just, you know, say, okay, I'm grounded, you know, and Archangel Michael protect me. And it's just, I'm aware. And I think it's just going to be an automatic thing for me to do that now, because I do do it.
Okay.
Before going in the car, before going to a hospital, before a phone call.
Right.
Don't let a negative situation or a situation that it's not in alignment with where I am right now bring me down
mm-hmm.
or change my attitude.
Right. Yeah. Very good.
Yep.
All right. All right. Okay. Well, congratulations, Louise.
Thank you. Thank
and
you.
And thank you
it
for
was
calling
great
in.
Talking to you, Jan.
Okay. Yeah, you too.
Thank you. And thank you for the readings. Thank you,
oh,
Sue.
You're
welcome.
Okay. I'm going to put you
nice
back
talking
on.
To you, Jan.
I'm going to put you back on mute now. So
okay.
Stay with us, okay?
Oh,
all right.
Yes, definitely. All right.
Good.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. Okay, well, to let everybody know, Shailene unfortunately was not able to get in via phone or Skype, so we're going to have to work on that and find out what the deal is and get her on, and we'll book her for a different day. So we'll have a show with Shailene, but it will be a different time from today. And Sue, what else would you like to say? Anything in particular?
Well, can I share with you the card at the very beginning when you were talking about, oh, you had four cards and you were going to share one for the show. And,
sure.
And I drew one at that time for the show. So can I share that card?
Oh, please do.
It's actually kind of funny, and it actually goes right along with what we've been talking about and what the two callers have brought into the conversations is relationship harmony. And this one is Archangel Raguel. And Raguel is all about relationships. And we were talking about just, with Sophia, the first caller, with her ex-family, her ex-husband mm-hmm. and all of his family. And you were talking about send healing to the relationship and send healing to as if it's already been healed. And I
mm-hmm.
kept looking at this card. It's like, this is perfect. And then Louise with her love life question and its relationship harmony. And so it just really fits. And I think it also goes right along with relationship harmony to right now, today. It's a windy day. Well, the more that we're in harmony with what's going on around us, the better and easier the day flows. So going with the flow as in today, Shalini's not able to get through, but we can flow into something else. And I think that all goes along with the relationship harmony as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. It certainly proved fortuitous to have you being calling in today, because we know Shailene wanted a reading. So thank you, because that just brought us through the show together to be able to have a nice conversation and a harmonious day. And it gave us time to talk with both Sophia and Louise. So that's really wonderful. And hey, everybody, we'll get Shailene scheduled for another day. But I want you to go to PurposeTalkRadio.com. Click on the guest tab and then click on the page for Shailene Mahabir, because she has two books, and I've put a link to one of the books in there. They're on Amazon. I'd like you to go and look at her books, excuse me, and purchase them and support her. She's really an amazing young woman, and I feel real privileged to have been able to work with her. So we have no other callers for readings. And I think we've just done a wonderful, wonderful show with that. So, Sue, why don't you tell people how to get in touch with you if they would like to have a private reading?
Well, people can go to my website, which is empowermentforyou.com, and it's the number 4. And there's all my information there. Or they can actually find me on Facebook, and that should be able to find me right through the Blog Talk Radio, because I've been posting on there. And then, of course, we have angelparties.org, and my information is on there, as well as Jan's talking about our upcoming angel parties in Sedona in April and in Preston Valley in May. So,
and also the connection to each one of us. You know, you had a special on last week, and so did I, that was good
mm-hmm.
through today, if people could get a discounted reading. That's on the angelparties.org website under the contact page. So would you be willing to let that go for another week?
I would be more than happy to let it go for another week.
All right. Yeah. So if you want a private reading at a discounted rate from either Sue or myself, just go to the angelparties.org, and I believe it's on the, because I haven't checked it today, but I believe it's on the event, on the contact page, or book a party, one of them. Poke around a little bit and you'll find it. And you can get a special reading with us. And we'll post it on the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations page again as well. We do have another caller. So I'm going to go ahead and take this call. And we'll see what happens here. Oh, that was Cindy. Cindy, I just brought you on. My apologies.
Hello. Okay, you can bring it on then.
All right.
Turn down the volume.
Okay.
You're funny.
Well, we do have another caller. Area code 856. Just hang on, and we'll get to you in just a minute. So, Cindy, would you like something today, a reading?
Or
you,
sure.
Okay,
you
or would you just like to talk?
You can do a reading.
Okay.
Or whatever.
That sounds hesitant.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
All right.
I'm still trying to get somebody on, but I think we're going to give up.
So, do you have a question?
What is the best, I can do two things, one of two things, and I guess see which way you want to go. Could do something regarding Good News Day promo, and what's the next best route for that? Or have the angels
let's just go with that one.
Okay.
Since that's the first one you brought up, let's just go with
that. Okay.
Cards.
Dan,
you want to pick one of those?
Can you repeat?
Oh,
Jan,
okay.
Can you repeat that? Because Cindy's a little garbled for me.
Okay. Cindy is creating a media called Good News Media. And tell me again, Cindy, what's your question?
And promoting Good News Day is July 1st. So it's
next
step to having that go worldwide.
Hmm. That may be more of a practical question than angelic, but we'll deal with that. So the question is, Cindy wants to have Good News Day become July 1st, and she wants to know what would be the best next steps to make that go worldwide.
Okay,
thank you. Okay, Cindy, do you want to draw a card? Do you want one of the four that I picked, or you want to draw a different one? Okay, Cindy just dropped. Her phone tends to drop out every 30 minutes, so we'll wait for her to get back on. She's on Skype, but that's all right. So, Cindy, when you get back on, you can tell us what card you want to pull, and if that's the question you want, or if you want your other question. But for now, we're going to call in this caller from 856 area code. Hello, this is Jan. You're on the air. Who's
Hi,
this?
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Great.
And who are you?
Rose Maria.
Hi, Rose Maria. And where are you calling from?
Jersey.
Okay. Are you getting wind back there?
Not really. Kind of warm today.
Oh, okay. All right. So did you have a question for us today, Rose?
No, whatever you can pick up, if you can. Coming up my way.
You want to know what's coming up your way?
Right.
Okay. Would you like to choose a card?
Whatever you prefer. Doesn't matter to me.
Okay. Let's have you choose a card, because one of the things that I'm getting a little bit of a block here, and I would need to know a little bit more information, like your last name and your date of birth. So
date of birth is 12/31.
12/31 what year?
74.
74. And tell me your full name again, or your birth name?
Rose Maria.
Rose Maria. 12/31/74.
Right.
Okay. Sue, do you have something you want to say while I cogitate here or not?
Oh, sure. I'll pull a card.
Okay.
Nurture. I love this card. This is Archangel Gabriel. And it's talking about nurturing, in that not only nurturing
other people, but also nurturing yourself. So taking care of yourself. So whether that means, you know, a spa day at a spa, or taking some time at home to have a spa day, soak in the tub, you know, light some candles, maybe get a foot massage or something, but also going within and nurturing your inner child. So there's, it sounds like right now maybe you're going through something and you just need to take a little bit more extra care for yourself, not only in the physical but also in your, as in your inner child. So how does that sound, Rosemaria?
Oh, I have. I have.
The card I drew, was led to draw a card as well while I was sitting here thinking about this and trying to get connected or find out what people want, what someone wanted you to know. And the card that I drew is called All Souls Day, and it goes right along with what Sue was saying. It shows a child who's and a woman. And the woman is leaning over, holding on to the hands of the child, helping the child learn how to walk. One of the things that I was getting was that there is some project that you have been thinking about doing, and you've been kind of waffling on it back and forth. It's time to decide whether you're going to take that step or not. This card is about your inner child, and it's also about taking steps. So it's time to think about whether you're going to take the step that you've been contemplating or not.
Oh, and I have. I'm leaving that, soon. I'm leaving soon, so that's my project. So.
Okay. All right. And do you have it set up of where you're going to go? And
yep.
You're, so, okay. So there's two things here. It's taking the steps necessary for this project, and it's taking care of your inner child and yourself to nurture yourself and to make sure that you are kept safe, that your child is kept safe.
Okay. Cool.
So you've got two of us basically corroborating that same thing.
Gotcha. Cool.
Okay.
Yeah. And sometimes, Rosemaria, sometimes it's also the nurturing has to do with asking for exactly what you need from those that love you, that, you know what, I need an extra hug today, or I need this today, and really asking for it. Because that's all part of nurturing yourself as well.
Gotcha.
Because you don't have to do it for yourself.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, Miss Jan.
All right. Well, we have Cindy back.
And I also... Sorry, can I say one more thing before you bring Cindy
in? Yes, wait a minute. Rosemaria, thank you for calling in. I'm going to put you back on hold now.
Okay? All
right. And I hope you'll call in again. And join us on the Facebook group, Purpose Talk Radio Conversations, and maybe you'll get some more ideas from that group. Okay?
All right, cool.
All right. Thanks. Bye for now. Okay, Sue.
When we're done with Cindy, can we pull a couple cards for Shalini? I've been messaging with her. Okay.
Yes. Yes, we can. All right. So Cindy says she wants card... For me, she wants card number 3. And the question again was about Good News Day, July 1st, and how well can that happen? Oh. Well, this is an interesting card. I'm going to go ahead and jump in first. This card is called, and we've had it many times before, so you'll recognize it, Cindy. Actually, I'm going to bring you back on the phone now that your phone has reconnected. The card is called the Jasmine, and the Jasmine is a beautiful, very simple white flower. The foreground of the photo shows some very some ripe and really extravagant summer blossoms, but they're in their last phases. Their leaves are falling off, the petals are falling off, the seed pod is there, but they're obviously way past prime. There's also a large weed in the same picture, and it too is way past prime. These are ones that are dying and have gone to seed. And yet right behind them stands upright and gorgeous and beautiful jasmine. And the jasmine has, it's an incredibly simple flower. It has 4 petals. It has two green leaves going off on either side, one on either side, and it just stands there proudly and simply. So whatever it is that you're doing about this Good News Day is to make sure that it's straightforward, that it's simple, that it's clean, that there aren't any distractions. So when you're writing some sort of a proposal, make sure that you keep to the point, that you don't get other things mixed in with it, because often what happens when you do that is people will grab onto the sidebars and run with that, and the main point will be lost. So keep your focus clean, keep it clear, and also in everything that you're doing about this, stay focused and stay clean and clear and stay simple with it. Don't go getting into a whole bunch of flowery things that are going to die. Make sure it stays really, really clear and simple, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Sue.
It's interesting that you said white flower. That's not the card I drew, but the white, I put a white flower on my blog today, so I think that's very appropriate. The card I drew is, I think her name is pronounced Maeve. It's M-A-E-V-E, and it's called. It's about cycles and rhythms. And it's got an image of, this is a goddess standing on what I initially thought was water, but the closer I looked, it's actually ice, and it looks like there is water around it, but it's just this beautiful energy about her, and it's talking about honoring the cycles of your body, your energy levels and your emotions. And as you get closer to the promo of July 1st, to really make sure, and like Jan was saying, the balance, bringing the balance into your life and making sure that as you're getting ready for everything, that you check in on your energy levels and you check in on your emotions and you feel the things that you want to feel and bring balance into your emotional life as well as your physical life as well as your family life. So bring balance into all of it as you're getting closer and closer to the promo and building up to that in the promo day. So make sure and honor your cycles and rhythms and what you bring, what you're bringing into it.
And Cindy, you might also do some research on Maeve. She's a pretty powerful character.
Okay. Well, Jan, when you said the four petals, I heard light, hope, joy, love.
All right.
I have no idea what that means, but I'll have to look into that too.
Light, hope, joy, love. Those are wonderful to have. Yeah.
Do you want me to read the little blurb on Maeve?
Yeah.
Sure.
It says, a Celtic goddess, Maeve celebrates her femininity. Her sexual appetite is legendary, and she's been said to favor kings as her lovers. Legend says that Maeve invoked labor pains on an army seeking to invade her land, and that she demanded that the battle cease during her menstrual cycle. Call upon Maeve for relief from pain associated with feminine cycles, including menstruation, labor, and delivery, and menopause. And it's interesting that she's talking about labor and delivery, especially when you are coming out with your promo date of July 1st, and that's what your question has to do with.
Right.
Hmm. Yeah.
Right. It's that birthing that project.
Okay. Cool.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Cindy. I'm glad we got to get you in. So I'm going
to
put you back
on
hold now.
I'd like to hear you two do readings for each other. Okay.
Well, first we have to do Shalini, because she just sent me a couple things.
Okay.
You're a troublemaker,
Bye.
Cindy.
Bye.
All right.
Bye,
talk
Cindy.
To you later. Okay, so Shalini.
Okay, so first she does want to say she feels terrible about not being here today. So I sent her lots of love, and she says she will make it up to everybody. She also sent me a poem from her book, and she says I can read it for the listeners as her motivational writing for writing is God. Excuse the editing, she's rushing to write it. So, I found my strength in you. And this is Shalini talking. Okay, so here I go. I found my strength in you. I love you, my Lord, words
can never say how I feel for you with each passing day. I drop on my knees and kiss your feet, only to wish that one day we would meet. Then you rest your hands gently on my head and remind me, my dear child, your heart is my seat. O Lord, tears flow as I pray. You have taken good care of me. You have been my father in every sense of the way. You have shown me a love that I've never found in anyone, so pure, so constant, so non-judgmental and true. Maybe one day I may shine as true as you. Oh, my God,
wow.
That's beautiful.
That is.
I felt so much energy with that reading. I hope that everyone else could feel that as well. That was very powerful, Shalini. Thank you so much.
Yes, it was.
Yes, it definitely was. So see, Shalini is here.
Great. Right. So you wanted to do...
Yes, let's draw a card for her. She doesn't have a specific question. She said, yes, please draw a card. It will be my message. As, again, she says she feels terrible, but... So...
Did
you
want to
draw
terrible.
First, or do you want...
No, go ahead. I'm shuffling the cards. And
okay. All right. This is a card for Shalini. Oh, I love this card. This is Guinevere, and the card is True Love. And there go my chimes, my magical chimes. The card reads, the romantic stirrings in your heart have propelled the universe to deliver great love to you. And I think this card, and I am getting such confirmation on this, this card totally represents what Shalini just shared with us in the poem that I read from her.
Mm-hmm.
It is, she truly is sharing her love through her words. And in the picture again, now here's the white flower again to Jan. This woman is... she's looking down at this huge bouquet of white flowers, and she's got even such love looking at the flowers. But like I said, I believe this is the words that Shalini is sharing through her books. It's her love, her true love, coming to everyone who reads it and hears it.
All right. Well, The card that I drew is called Flower of Light. And this card shows it's the background has a tree that is in winter that has no leaves on it. And it shows a picture of a young warrior all dressed in medieval armor and with the mail shirt and a mail hook cap on his head. And he's got a gold circlet around his head and around the mail, and there's a white feather in that circlet. He's holding in front of him, one hand is holding a flower that actually looks like it has a candle flame coming out of it. It's a bluish white flower, so we're still on these white flowers. And his right hand is held in front. His robe is swirling around him, so it's obviously somewhat windy. We've got lots of wind going on in the cards today, too. And his right hand is held in front of the flame of the flower as though he's protecting it. The flower of light, he's protecting. He's walking through the wintry woods, and it looks like there might not be any support. Like, he doesn't think that there's any place for it. He's got a destination in mind, but there are no friends. He's not on a horse. He's just walking through the woods, completely dressed in his armor with his sword by his side. And again, the wind swirling around on his robe, and he is protecting this flower of light, which is that flower, that beautiful love that you were talking about in your poem, and the light that is shining out through you to the world.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful.
So...
All right. She shared a little bit more. She said that the poem that I read
Uh-huh.
It was, she dedicated the poem to God in her second book, Life of Abundance Through Intention.
All right. Life of Abundance Through Intention. That's a really beautiful title, even.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Okay, well, we can do, I don't feel particularly drawn to ask for a reading. I don't know about you, but
I'm okay with not getting a reading too.
Cindy, you're a troublemaker.
Yes, she is.
And we are over the hour time, so let's go ahead, since we have no other callers asking for readings. And once again, go ahead and tell us your contact information, mine, before we end the show.
Okay, my website is empowerment4u.com, and it's the number 4. And that has all of my contact information and all the information about me, as well as I'm on Facebook, which people can find me through the Blog Talk Radio, because I've been on there as well. And through angelparties.org, it also has all of my contact information on there.
All right. Awesome. Thank you. And you can find me, you can email me at jan@purposetalkradio.com. Remember that we are looking for sponsors. The sponsorship is very, very inexpensive, and it gives you all kinds of perks along with it. So if you want to find out more, just shoot me an email at jan@purposetalkradio.com. And you can find me on Facebook. Yeah. You can find me on Facebook, and, I would suggest that you go to Facebook, I'm sorry, and look for the group, Purpose Talk Radio Conversations. Join that group, and you can connect with me there as well. So we have no further callers, and I'm going to go ahead and say thank you very much to for being with us. And Sue, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Oh, thank you. And remember, I have my book, Signs from Your Loved One, available on Amazon through Kindle. Thanks,
right.
Jan.
All right. Thanks, Sue. Talk to you later. And for everybody else, I want to say thank you for joining us today. Soul blessings. And I look forward to talking with you next week when we have Edie Weinstein on the show.
I am me, I am who I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.